Hi, this is Tanya Pierce, author of the book Outsmart Your Cancer, and I'm speaking to a man named Dick today who has had a really good result using Protocell for metastasized esophageal cancer. Hey, Dick, good to have you here with us today.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I was wondering if you could tell us your story. Now, I know that you have recently gotten some great scans and results, and this is pretty impressive because esophageal cancer is really quite deadly.
Yeah.
If you could start by just telling us a little bit about yourself, how old you are, what kinds of things do you do in life?
Okay, I'm 64 years old. I retired from the printing business when I was 62, January of 05, I think. In July of that year, on my birthday, in fact, on July 13th, I was diagnosed with esophageal cancer because I couldn't eat and I was losing weight. So we decided to talk to a surgeon, and we went in and took out a good lower portion of my esophagus, and then he pulled my stomach up through my chest to reconnect it to the throat.
Oh,
and
boy.
It was about a 12-hour operation. They have to go in through the front and the back. They have to break all your ribs. They have to do everything. So it was pretty extensive. I came through it pretty good. About 7 days later, I was coming out of intensive care and to another room, and I went into septic shock, and my blood pressure went to zero.
Oh, dear.
And they saved me from that. And then they found out that I had two different staph infections I'd picked up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
So then I had infectious disease doctors working on me round the clock, and it took me 40-some days to get out of the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I did, I had lost about 40 pounds, at least 40 pounds of just muscle. They didn't have any fat on me anyway. So I was pretty weak, and I did therapy at home for a couple of months, and I got to feeling pretty good. But I started on the Protocell in March.
Was that of this year, 06?
Yes.
Okay, and now also, when I spoke to you before, did you mention radiation? Did you do any radiation treatment?
Yeah, here's what happened, Tanya. In February of 06, I got real sick and started coughing up big amounts of blood. And I went back to the doctor, and they found out that the cancer had come back with a vengeance.
Oh.
And it was now in my esophagus and my trachea.
Okay.
The esophagus was totally shut off.
So obviously they did not get all the cancer with the surgery.
No way.
Boy.
So I was in the hospital and really in grave shape, and they decided to start radiation immediately. So every morning they'd take me out of the hospital, and I'd go have radiation and come back. And then they decided to put in a tube so I could eat something. They did that about the fourth day I was in the hospital.
That was a feeding tube?
Yes.
Okay.
If it wasn't for a doctor to know, I wouldn't even be here. He opened up my esophagus with a real thin wire and reamed it out when the other doctor said it was impossible, and I was eating jelly 2 days later.
Wow.
And anyway, I had another 14-day stay in the hospital, and I got out on the 28th of February. I had been reading about Protocell and some other things for quite a while, so I ordered my Protocell, and I started taking it about the middle of March, Protocell 50, and I'm still taking it. I take it four times a day around the clock.
Wonderful.
And on June 30th of this year, they wanted to go in and look at my trachea to see how bad it was in case we had to put a stent in so I could breathe. But I'd been feeling really good. My doctor, McClellan, went in, and he came out. Of course, I was still groggy. And he said, you know, it's not there.
Now, this was in the trachea that they just...
It was in the trachea, yeah. He did a bronchoscope on me. So they were looking in the trachea and the left lung, and he came out and he said, it's gone.
Wonderful.
And I said, you mean it's healed? And he said, no, it's gone. It's not there.
Wow.
And so then I did a CT scan on the 11th of August, and that was for my esophagus, and there's no visible signs of cancer there.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just trying to get my weight back. I'm down 60 pounds now. I'm trying to figure out how to eat because I don't have a stomach anymore. And
oh,
it doesn't tell me when I'm hungry, and even when I do eat, I have to eat small meals. And I was a guy that was used to eating one big meal a day, you know. So I'm trying to gain weight, but as far as I know, it's gone. And frankly, I think it was a miracle from God.
That's amazing.
I personally think that the Protocell was sent from God, too. I really do.
Now, was there any possibility that the doctors thought the radiation was what got rid of it?
No.
No.
One of the nurses said something I thought was really funny. She said, "You had a complete response. That doesn't happen very often." And I said, "Yeah, right." No, I don't think it was the radiation. The radiation shrunk at 55% right away, and that gave me, you know, that helped, I think, for the protocell to kick in. My radiation doctor told me, he said, "Dick," he says, "you can go out, just go out, or you want to go out, fight." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, we don't have no chance of curing this." He says, "It's incurable, and it's inoperable."
Oh,
and
boy.
I said, "Well, I'm a fighter, so I'm not going to let it get me down." So that was his prognosis.
So his prognosis was that even with radiation, it was incurable.
Right. He said he could just slow it down is all he could do.
Okay. And also, as people in the protocell community know, protocell and radiation do work synergistically together.
Uh-huh.
So the two of them together may be partly why you had such a quick response, because I think getting rid of the remaining cancer that was in your esophagus and trachea in just a period of about 6 months on protocell, that's just incredible.
Yeah, in fact, it's been March, April, May, June, July. It's only been about 5 months.
Oh, boy. That's just amazing. And, you know, esophageal cancer is so scary that I'm really, really glad that you're willing to share your testimonial so that other people can hear this.
Yeah. And yeah, I love to tell everybody about it.
Fantastic. And so you took the Protocell Formula 50, and I think you told me when we spoke before that you took a quarter teaspoonful every 6 hours. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. That is just fantastic, Dick, and it's so wonderful to talk to you. Were there any side effects or symptoms while you were recovering using the Protocell that you felt were due to the Protocell or the breakdown of the cancer?
The Protocell didn't bother me at all. I was so weak and sick that I couldn't have told you if it did.
Okay.
But the only thing is I did have a lot of lysine for about up until about a month ago.
Okay, so for people that don't know that might be listening right now, lysing is the process of the cancer cells breaking down due to the action of the protocell, and sometimes that comes out as a mucousy material. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
And how did you experience that?
I was usually coughing it up because, you know, my lungs were weak from all the things they'd done, so I had a lot of congestion, but I think most of it was lysing because it quit about, I'd say, about a month ago, about the time that, you know, I found out that it was gone.
And so once your scans were clear for the esophagus and trachea, no more of that gunk was coming up, huh?
Not like it was, no.
Oh, wow. What a fantastic story. And I assume you're probably going to stay on Protocell a while longer?
Oh, sure.
Oh, great. Any other reactions from family or friends or doctors?
One of my doctors was really interested in the Protocell.
Mm-hmm.
That was my pulmonary doctor, the one that did the bronchoscope. He's very interested in it, and I just haven't got him all the information, but I will. And I have also given the information of the Protocell to about 10 people now.
Wonderful.
And I think they're all using it, and I make sure that they order your book, too, because I think it goes hand in hand. So, yeah. Everybody's really just amazed.
Well, I am too, Dick, and I'm so happy for you. And thank you so much for your story today. I really appreciate it, and hopefully it'll help a lot of other people.
Well, thank you, and you're very welcome.
Okay, you take care.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.